if it is not possessed by too many people." He tossed the clothes as far as he could. "What is it you want me to say, Your Grace?" Wolf continued. "Something like, you are going to die anyway, so I might as well tell you, perhaps?"
"Well, it'd be a help," said Vimes.
"You are going to die anyway," Wolf smiled. "Why don't you tell me?"
Talking gained time. Maybe those woodcutters and charcoal burners would be along at any minute. If they hadn't brought their axes, everyone was going to be in big trouble.
"I'm pretty sure why the replica scone was stolen in Ankh-Morpork," said Vimes. "I've just got the inkling of an idea that a copy was made of it, which was smuggled here on one of our coaches. Diplomats don't get searched."
"Well done.
Shame Igor came to unload when one of your boys was there, wasn't it?"
"Oh, it's hard to hurt and Igor."
"You don't care, do you?" said Vimes.
"A bunch of dwarfs want Albrecht on the throat. The scone, because they want to hang on to that old-time certainty, and you just want dwarfs fighting. And old Albrecht wouldn't even get the right scone back."
"Let us just say that just now we find our interests converge, shall we?" said Wolf.